When you choose LG, you're not just getting a TV. You're getting more of everything you love. More entertainment, more innovation, more control. LG TVs are built to do more. With OLED and QNED displays that deliver breathtaking color and contrast. Smart AI-powered features that make streaming, gaming, and searching effortless. And ultra-slim designs that turn your screen into a statement piece. It's performance you can see. Technology you can feel, and reliability you can trust. Get more out of every moment at home with LG.
Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Bernie Sanders presidential campaign lives on.
Bernie Sanders was in Salem, Oregon, a week ahead of that state's primary, with thousands of supporters celebrating his West Virginia victory.
We need an economy that works for all of us, not just the 1%.
Though the delegate math is not on his side, Sanders figures he can win in a place like Oregon with more liberal, mostly white voters. But his turning the numbers around depends on June 7th, if he can win California and New Jersey by large margins and sway some superdelegates to turn his way. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Donald Trump easily won yesterday's West Virginia and Nebraska primaries. The federal security officer charged with killing three people last week in Montgomery and Prince George's counties voluntarily surrendered seven guns after a March court order obtained by his estranged wife. But officials did not suspect that Eulalio Tordil was actually holding back a gun that he allegedly used in the shootings last week. A Prince George's County grand jury has indicted all three brothers accused in the March attack on a Landover police station that left a young officer dead. 22-year-old Michael Ford, the accused gunman, was indicted on 55 counts, including second-degree murder. His two brothers, Malik and Elijah, were indicted on various other charges, including attempted murder. 28-year-old officer Ja'Kai Colson was killed by a fellow officer who police say mistook him for a threat. Forecasters say the severe weather in the middle of the country isn't done yet. Two storm systems today are threatening an area from around Dallas to near St. Louis. This after a day of severe weather yesterday.
The National Weather Service says it received a report of a tornado in Nebraska about 12 miles northeast of Grand Island. No reports of major damage there, but officials in western Kentucky say the tornado that touched down near Mayfield left damage behind. And Kentucky State Police counted at least 8 people injured. The newest storm outbreak comes as Oklahoma's governor declared a state of emergency for 15 counties that have been ravaged by tornadoes, severe storms, and flooding. I'm Jan Johnson.
A federal appeals court in Richmond hears arguments today on Maryland's ban on assault weapons and large-capacity gun magazines. In February, a 3-judge appeals court panel raised concerns about the constitutionality of the restrictions and sent the case back to the judge who had upheld the law, instructing her to take another look at it using a more rigorous legal standard. The state of Maryland then appealed that decision. Today, the full 15-member appeals court hears arguments. D.C.'s robust real estate market is showing no signs of slowing.
April's median home sale price in the D.C. metro at over $419,000 was the highest April level in a decade, according to Andrew Strach with Metropolitan Regional Information Systems.
It appears that it's not slowing down necessarily. I think everybody has timing awareness because, one, prices have recovered in the vast majority of areas, and there is this looming threat of interest rate increases.
And thanks to that, he recommends buying sooner rather than later. Says the average home sold last month was on the market for just 14 days. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Relatives of the people killed when a jet crashed into the Florida Everglades 20 years ago are meeting for a memorial today.
Relatives of the victims of ValueJet Flight 592 are meeting in Florida today to mark the 20th anniversary of the crash that killed 110 passengers and crew. The Atlanta-bound plane crashed while scrambling to get back to Miami International.
What kind of problem are you having? Smoke in the cabin.
What the crew didn't know was that the jet was taking off. Improperly packed oxygen generators had ignited the contents of everything in cargo, reaching temperatures of over 1,000 degrees before the DC-9 nosedived into the swampy Everglades. For government regulators, the incident started a debate over the safety of flights run by discount airlines like ValueJet. Scott Carr, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow open today at 17,928. The Nasdaq at 48,10. Sports, the Penguins put an end to the cap season with a decisive Game 6 victory. The Nats lose to Detroit. The O's beat Minnesota. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Will your retirement be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Back by popular demand, my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. At the seminar, you'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. You'll learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits. You'll learn how to protect your spouse and children with the right beneficiary designations. Come learn the keys to a comfortable retirement. You've only got two more chances to see this event. Few sessions left for you this month and next month. 10,000 people have already attended. Don't miss this opportunity. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner and Beltsville, May 17th and 18th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 are early delays in through Manassas heading eastbound. And then you're good really beyond. I'm not seeing too much of any backups approaching 50, 123 and toward the Capitol Beltway. Beltway, Annandale. We've had a couple of problems. If you're leaving Springfield, Inner Loop, heading north toward Tyson's, you have to stop and go near Braddock Road, get you up toward the Little River Turnpike. We had a broken down truck that was on the shoulder, then in the backups crash along the left side. Maryland Beltway, uneventful, 270. The volume with us through Urbana and down past 109. Looks like lanes are open on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. U.S. Park Police didn't find any broken down cars in Greenbelt, so your travel lanes are open. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. And in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More wet weather in the forecast. Not a bunch of rainfall, but a few showers around with clouds this morning. Maybe a rumble of thunder this afternoon. Cloudy 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Manassas, 56 in La Plata, 54 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. A Brazilian soccer star warns visitors to avoid the Olympics in Rio. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 right here on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning, we're loaded for bear. 7:05, Montgomery County Councilmember Roger Berliner on why he wants to spend $400,000 to give bus service to 45 people. Yeah, that's right. At 7:35, KT McFarland, National Security Analyst, will discuss the President's impending trip to Japan, Hiroshima. 8:05, Tom Bevin, Real Clear Politics on yesterday's primary days and the way forward for both presumptive candidates. And then at 8:35, D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen about the federal government threatening to shut down Metro. A lot going on here this morning. Keep it here. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
So the President of the United States will visit Hiroshima, and he's going to apparently give a speech there. And when people heard about this, they, of course, then asked Josh Earnest, press secretary. So, Josh, is he going to make an apology? And we are told that the President is not going to apologize for the use of nuclear weapons in Hiroshima at the end of the Second World War. But he does have a mission. He does have something that he wants to do. And here is the way Josh explains it.
The President intends to visit to send a much more forward-looking signal about his ambition for realizing the goal of a planet without nuclear weapons.
And he goes on to say a little bit later that, you know, after all,
the United States continues to be the only country to have used nuclear weapons, and it means that our country bears a special responsibility to lead the world in an effort to eliminate them.
All right, so here's our question for you this morning. Should that be the goal of this administration, to do away with nuclear weapons worldwide? I mean, sure, it sounds good, but realistically, is it something that can ever happen? And is it in the best national security interest of the United States for us to push, you know, a world without nuclear weapons? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. First thing I'd like to say about this is the president, apparently in his administration and as a spokesman, notably, it's coming from noted liar and author of Benghazi fiction and national security advisor Ben Rhodes, that, well, the president is not going to apologize for what decisions were made at the end of the Second World War by Harry Truman. Just not going to do that. There's that. But by going to Hiroshima and saying that we need to end, nuclear weapons around the world, we need to just eliminate them, isn't he sort of de facto apologizing for the decision that's made?
Absolutely implied.
I think it's an implied apology. I think it really is.
You betcha it is.
And so there's that, and I have a little problem with that. But secondly, the question of whether or not it's in the best national security interest of the United States to not have nuclear weapons and for there to be a nuclear-free world, I'm not sure that it's in our best interest. The one thing that I've always heard from people who understand national security far better than I is never, ever, ever, ever give up the nukes. Because, I mean, really, how can you be sure that everyone has given up the nukes? How can there be an absolute verification of that fact when in fact, you can put a nuclear suitcase, a bomb together, and hide it in some bunker somewhere where only one or two people know where it is, but it's still there? I mean, how can you be absolutely sure that all the nuclear weapons are gone? I think that, you know, we've gone down the path of having nuclear weapons. It is part of the defense of this nation, and it's still an important part of this nation's defense, and I don't want to ever see us give up the nukes. But maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe you have a different opinion. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
I'll go even further than you do, Brian, because here's the thing. This is the kind of thing that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and John Kerry and all these other, you know, Ivy League types do. They sit around in their dorm rooms and they come up with all of these theoretical ideas, you know. So you say, you know, we shouldn't give up nuclear weapons because you can never be sure that our enemies might not still have one. All right, so let's do what they do when they're sitting around passing the bong back and forth and talking about theoretical futures when they're going to be in charge of the world. And God help us, for a while they have been in charge of the world. They'll say, well, imagine if we could be sure. I mean, if you could really be sure, dude, utopian-like, okay? Think about it. If you could really, if you could push a button and you could be sure that there are no nuclear weapons, absolutely verified, wouldn't that be a better place to live in? Because that's what they do. And my answer is no, that's not a better place. I'm sorry, I will go much further than you. This has nothing to do with verifying whether our enemies have nuclear weapons. The United States of America needs nuclear weapons. We should have nuclear weapons. They are a moral good, in fact, for us to have them. They can be used for moral good. They were used for a moral good. And here's the bottom line. We've had a world pre-nuclear weapons and post-nuclear weapons. Pre-nuclear weapons, we had bloody world wars within three decades of each other that slaughtered millions of people. That was the world before nuclear weapons. Since the atomic bomb was dropped, we have not had a world war. It's not like we haven't had more conflicts in the world since then. We have. But because of the threat of a nuclear bomb, we have been able to resolve them. Yeah, sure, we've had wars here and there, but nothing close to the world wars and the bloodshed before. Nuclear weapons actually have been a cause for good, and all of the people who want a world without nuclear weapons are actually calling for more death, more blood, and more destruction, but just with other kinds of weapons. That's what I think.
Well, to the phone lines we go. Your chance to weigh in here. The president says we need a world without nuclear weapons. He's going to Hiroshima to make that case. What do you say about this? Bob in Alexandria, start us off. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This, again, is another example of the delusional left and how they think. They need to modernize our nuclear stockpile. And if the president feels that it's necessary to go to Hiroshima, he needs to go to Pearl Harbor and apologize to the men in the Hull of the Arizona and those that died on the Bataan Death March before he goes to Japan and apologize to them. We don't owe them any apologies.
Yeah. Well, they say he's not going to apologize, but I think Larry and I are sort of in agreement. This, by going, it's sort of an apology.
Well, it isn't. By going and
listen. He may not say the words, I'm sorry.
If he went there and spiked the football and waved the flag and said, you betcha, and we'll do it again, so just bear that in mind, Japanese. No, I mean, that would not be an implied apology. But he's going there, and he's going to stand there, and he's going to bow his head and pretend prayer, and then he's going to say, we need a world without nuclear weapons. We need to vow that this will never happen again. That's an apology. That is an apology.
How about John and Bristow? You're up next with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I think Barack Obama is more dangerous than any nuclear-capable nation on Earth right now, given his ideology. The thing is, he lives in a world of an idealist, not a realist. The reason the United States has not been attacked here on the mainland is because we have that nuclear deterrent.
That's right.
It's been part of our strategy for the past 50 years.
That's right. You don't think the Red Army from the Soviet Union would have been on our shores the way they were invading various other nations throughout Europe and throughout South Asia? Of course they would
have.
Do
you think the Japanese would have attacked Pearl Harbor if they had known what was coming? I don't think they would have.
Exactly. And you look at North Korea, look at Iran. There's a reason we have not done anything with North Korea. It's because they're a nuclear nation. Even though we are much more powerful than they are, the ultimate backstop is that nuclear capability.
All right, John. Thank you so much for that. Greatly appreciate it. More of your calls straight ahead. Do you think that the president should go and make the case for a nuclear-free world at Hiroshima? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Now, 6:15, time for traffic and weather on WMAL. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading through town, DDOT tells me it's a stalled car, stalling the commute southbound on 295, right as you pass East Capitol Street. That's along the right side, sending a tow truck there. Maryland on Route 5, northbound past Brandywine Road. Looks like we have delays quickly forming. Crash reported right in that area. For 210 north, and as you push toward the Beltway, yes, heavy volume, but nothing reported along the way, just that rush hour stop and go. Beltway Interloop leaving Springfield toward Annandale. Interloop near 236, latest incident was cleared to the shoulder. You should find your travel lanes open. Bunched up 66 in Manassas, north on 28 through the signal lights, pushing north through Centerville and up toward I-66. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers today, which would be day 14 of rain, day 14. High of around 70 degrees, a chance of rain 50%. Tonight, a chance of showers. Tomorrow would be day 15 if it rains, as the forecast suggests it will, a high of 75. Friday, thunderstorms, that would be day 16 of rain. If it comes true, a high in the mid-70s. And Saturday, day 17, there'll be showers and highs in the upper 60s. Look, we might get a break, though, on Sunday. Temperatures in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
There's also no diminishing the important contribution of the greatest generation of Americans who didn't just save the United States, but rather saved the world from tyranny.
But I don't think he's going to be honoring them when he goes to Hiroshima and says we shouldn't have nuclear weapons in the world. I mean, I think that's an implied apology, even though they say, well, he's not going to say the words, I'm sorry. He will not apologize for the decisions made at the end of the Second World War. Well, what do you think? Should the president go to Hiroshima and give a speech there and say that we shouldn't have nuclear weapons? Jim in Goldvein is up next. You're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen. There's a huge difference between a nuclear deterrent and nuclear aggression. When you have madmen in the world like Iran trying to build a nuclear weapon so they can wipe out Israel, and when you have this idiot in North Korea who's doing everything he can to try to be the muscle man of the world, it's an act of colossal imprudence to say we ought to get rid of our nuclear capability. Reagan said we have peace through strength. And there's a lot of wisdom in that statement.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you very much for that, Jim. Appreciate it. Terry in Leesburg, you're next. What do you think about the president's trip to Hiroshima?
My mother was raised in Hiroshima. And she was there because the Japanese had kidnapped her family slaughtered many of her family. She was from the Yi dynasty. And she said how generous the Americans were to have dropped leaflets all over the city warning the people that it was going to be bombed, and that the government lied to all of the people and told them it wasn't true, so the people did not leave. And the Japanese themselves slaughtered millions of people in Nanjing throughout China, men, women, children. They would not have stopped unless the death toll was high on their side.
Absolutely, and there's not even any guesswork about that, because they didn't offer their unconditional surrender after Hiroshima. It took Nagasaki to get their unconditional surrender, and yes, Truman asked for that surrender. They said called up the the emperor. They didn't call him up, but he said, "Look, we got a weapon, and you're going to lose tens of thousands of people. We want your unconditional surrender now." They said no. Boom goes Hiroshima. Still, there's a no from the Japanese Empire, so boom goes Nagasaki, and finally they said, okay, fine, you've got our surrender.
And
I'm sorry, it's awful, it's war, but since then, we have not had a world war. That is the case for nuclear weapons.
And let me just say this, I know you and I disagree about this somewhat, but I believe it's a big mistake for us to go back and look at what happened in World War II and try to look at it through the prism of today. I mean, you should judge history through the prism of the time in which the history actually occurred. Because if you do anything else than that, you're revising history, because you don't have the same set of circumstances, you don't have the same outlook that you had then. I mean, at the time, there was no doubt this was the right policy. And anybody who suggests otherwise today is trying to revise history and is not paying attention to the situation as it was at the end of World War II.
Well, Brian, the only reason we disagree on that is because it suggests, or at least I'm inferring from that statement, that had we been faced with the same decision with the conditions that we know of today, we wouldn't have been right to make that decision. As far as I'm concerned, this has nothing to do with the prism of history. It was the right decision then, and it would be the right decision right now if we had to make that against an enemy that was facing us the same way that it was facing us.
And I think we might make that decision. I guess the thing I'm saying is, since we are not currently in that situation, we might look at it differently today.
Well, with this commander-in-chief, we certainly would, because this commander-in-chief wants a world.
Right.
He wants a world without nuclear weapons. He is going to go to Hiroshima to make the case for a world without nuclear weapons, and I maintain that a world without nuclear weapons is actually a less peaceful world.
I'm with you on that one. Listen, more of your calls straight ahead here on WMAL. The president is going to Hiroshima and says we should have a nuclear-free world. Is that a good idea? Yes or no? We'll take your call, 622.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
If you want those bags to go away under your eyes, or maybe the puffiness that you've got under and around your eyes, you know what I'm talking about. All that the bags that sort of they're jiggling around there and making you look like you're a lot older than you really are. You remember when they started showing up and you're like, "Oh my God, what's happening here? I'm in my 30s, I'm in my 40s, and I got bags like I'm 80. This is ridiculous." Well, you can get rid of them. And by the way, if you're 80, it'll work for you too. I'm talking about Genucel. It uses a state-of-the-art plant stem cell technology from Chamonix, maker of so many great skincare products, and it specifically targets those bags. It works for men, it works for women. You get remarkable results, and with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, or you can have your money back. Now, during Chamonix's extended Mother's Day sale, that's right, they've extended Mother's Day. You're welcome, Mom. Chamonix is going to double your order for free. Call now, and Chamonix is also going to throw in their best-selling La Sance neck treatment for free. I'll be honest, I haven't tried this La Sance neck treatment. I don't know what it does, but they tell me that the skin on the neck is really sensitive in that neck and throat area, and La Sance, it tightens it up, makes it look better. You're getting it for free. You might as well try it. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. The sale is going to be gone before you know it, right? So call them, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Mold. Even the word sounds gross. And when mold's in your home, it attacks everything from how the air smells to its structural integrity and your family's health. Mold is poison, and it grows anywhere there's moisture from rain or even tiny pipe leaks. Health problems from mold in kids and adults with weakened immune systems are especially scary, including chronic nausea, flu-like symptoms, fever, asthma, and even emphysema. Got mold? A free residential mold consultation by the experts at Chesapeake Environmental Systems tells you for sure. Chesapeake's your go-to professional for finding and eliminating mold in your home, including airborne contamination. Got mold? Let the pros at Chesapeake put their scientifically proven techniques to work for you. For your free in-home consultation, call 866-420-MOLD. That's 866-420-6653. Or find us at ChesapeakeMold.com. Chesapeake Environmental Systems. We don't just find mold, we get rid of it for good.
Welcome to the Billboard Music Awards, huh?
The 2016 Billboard Music Awards live Sunday, May 22nd at 8, 7 Central on ABC. When these chart toppers perform, you've got to watch live.
Please welcome!
With performances by DMCE, The Go-Go's, Pink, and Shawn Mendes. The 2016 Billboard Music Awards.
Yo, this is Ludacris.
Hosted by Ludacris and Sierra. Live Sunday, May 22nd at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Billboard, make some noise!
Sponsored by Dick Clark Productions.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It is 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270, just the volume. That's okay. We know that stop and go. We come out of Frederick, past the Monocacy, Fordyce, 80 and 109. Again, in Germantown, we're bunching up. Top side of the Beltway has been uneventful as well. As you leave College Park, heading around toward George Avenue, Interloop and Bethesda, good. So far, good to the Wilson Bridge with not much delay. Now, stalled car, DDOT's waiting for the tow truck as DC 295 southbound. Right as you go off the Benning Road, you lose the right lane, already slowing you off of out of Chevrolet, off of 50, and the BW Parkway Jet south out of Riverdale. In on New York Avenue, just starting to see some of those signal light delays formed with the delays on 395 jam, Beltway through Landmark, Interloop in through Annandale, heavy volume heading toward Little River Turnpike. Had a broken down, then we had two separate minor accidents which have been cleared. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Police officer Sean Hickman was an accident victim, leaving him doubting he would ever walk again. 3 years and 20 surgeries later, Sean is taking an exciting next step. Learn how MedStar Washington Hospital Center gave Sean a second chance. Visit MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get a little more rain today. Not going to be a bunch of rain, but some. A few showers around, mainly during the morning hours this afternoon. Overcast and about 70 degrees. Might even mix in a rumble of thunder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. It is 627. President's going to Hiroshima. Says that we shouldn't have nuclear weapons. How do you feel about that message being delivered at that place? Eric in D.C., you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know, I just visualize a world without Obama, but you know that he's just itching to go over there and bonk his head on the floor and apologize, but he can't because he knows deep down in his heart of hearts, or he's been told anyway, that the bombing of Japan saved hundreds of thousands of American lives. You'll have to Google the number and find out, but they actually predicted that it saved several hundred thousand American lives, and He can't go over and apologize no matter how much he wants to. He's legacy building, and do you really want him to be the guy that said, gee, we're sorry, Japan? So
Maybe. I think he still might, actually, just off the cuff, Eric. You might be right that he's got... I'll tell you this, and maybe I'm cynical, but if Harry Truman were a Republican, if Eisenhower had dropped the bomb, I think he'd be apologizing.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
It is now 6:28 on WMAL.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year?
Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DLME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. We thrive in helping businesses of all sizes succeed. I want John Marshall Bank to be your bank. Contact me by visiting johnmarshallbank.com and let me introduce you to a better way to bank. John Marshall Bank.
Member FDIC.
Hey, listen, are you ready for a nice, cool, refreshing mug of cold, foamy America? Well, you may be able to get that very soon. We'll tell you what that's all about. 6:30 time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The West Virginia Democratic primary goes to Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders had another good primary night last night, winning the majority of the 29 delegates up for grabs in West Virginia. But Sanders still faces long odds in his campaign to upset Hillary Clinton, who leads him by about 300 pledged delegates.
Correspondent Chris Freitz, presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump won the Republican primaries in West Virginia and Nebraska. It's a critical week for Trump here in Washington, as he set to meet tomorrow with House Speaker Paul Ryan and other top Republicans on Capitol Hill.
Days before their big meeting, Donald Trump softening his tone and sounding more conciliatory about House Speaker Paul Ryan's role at the Republican National Convention.
He's a very good man. He wants what's good for the party, and I think we're going to have very positive results. I'd love, frankly, for him to stay and be chairman.
Responding to Ryan's assurance that he would step down as chairman if Trump wanted him to.
We shouldn't just pretend that our party is unified when we know it is not.
In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Ryan says he hopes they can unite the party after a bruising primary battle.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. Meanwhile, former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, who steered Ted Cruz's convention delegate effort, says Donald Trump needs to be demonstrably conservative if he hopes to unite the party.
Maybe he is supportive today of socially conservative positions, but it's hard to have a lot of faith in that given the history. And so it's one of those things where actions are going to speak louder than some words.
Cuccinelli spoke on the PBS NewsHour. Forecasters say people from the Dallas-Fort Worth area to St. Louis could be on the receiving end of some rough weather today. The source? Two separate storms. The Ohio River Valley was hit yesterday by a series of storms that slammed the plains a day earlier. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,928. The NASDAQ at 48,10. Sports, the Caps stage a stunning comeback to send Game 6 into overtime, but then they lose to Pittsburgh to end their season. Baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Spring is here. Lawnmowers, soccer games, and so many commercials for replacement windows, you don't know where to begin. Start by visiting thewindowman.com. Since 1989, thewindowman.com has been your local educational window company, featuring two legendary brands. Marvin's fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity, made with Altrex fiberglass, and Monterey Storm windows. Marvin's Infinity is the most beautiful replacement window available, adding character and value to your home. Love your current wood windows? Great! Keep them by simply adding Monterey Storm windows, the window that hides in plain sight. Schedule your free in-home consultation by calling 703-978-9888. Or visit a Windowman showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. And for a limited time, save up to $500 on most window orders.
The Windowman can.
The Windowman.
See us for saving details, limited time offer.
Here's to the moment. The moment all those late nights paid off. The moment you took your career up a notch. The boss put you in charge of a project. The day you brought something big to the table and your ideas had an impact. At University of Maryland University College, we are dedicated to helping each and every one of our students create their moments. Here's to those moments when what you learned at UMUC made all the difference in your career and your life. We offer more than 90 programs and specializations entirely online and at over 20 locations in the Baltimore, D.C. metro area, so you can take classes on your schedule and get the skills you need to advance your career.
Our next session starts May 16th. Ask our advisors to help you explore our undergraduate and graduate programs in high-demand fields and develop a plan that's affordable for you. Get started creating your moments. Visit umuc.edu/starttoday. That's umuc.edu/starttoday.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95, it's about the volume delays, but once up onto the Beltway, if you're heading in through Annandale, we've had a series of incidents, flat tires, couple broken down cars, and a crash. Currently, lanes are reported open, but VDOT going back out there to do a sweep to see if there's any debris in the roadway causing additional problems. 395 off the Beltway through Landmark with the stop and go. DC 295. They're still waiting for a tow truck here at last check. The stalled southbound 295, right as you come up to Benning Road, slows you off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Before you even get to the Beltway, I'm looking at delays quickly growing here from Woodyard to Dower House Road. Route 5 approaching the Beltway in slowdowns. And on 210, the volume approaching the Beltway. Northbound 5 after Brandywine Road. That crash should be to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to roll over the next couple of days with a drier weather in the forecast, and that means one dry day coming up tomorrow. A few showers today, first half of the day mainly, maybe a rumble of thunder. 70 this afternoon, mostly cloudy, could be a passing shower tonight, 58. Tomorrow just cloudy, no mention of rain, there's a change, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Stafford, 50 in Germantown, 54 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, everybody. It's 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. 705 this morning. Montgomery County Councilmember Roger Berliner on a very expensive idea to provide bus service to a handful of people. We'll ask him about that and the wisdom of that plan. 735, KT McFarland. 805, we'll go over the results of last night's primaries in West Virginia and Nebraska and look ahead with Tom Bevin of Real Clear Politics. And then at 835, D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen will be here to talk about the fact that Metro might be shut down by the feds if they don't make some changes and make them quick. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Here's the one that's leading the rest.
Boing, bum, bum, bum.
And Beachwood Aging makes it beer at its best.
Dun, dun, dun. You're singing along, aren't you? See, right? This is what marketing, branding, and advertising is all about.
There's only one Budweiser beer.
Right? I mean, This is great stuff. Yeah. So why would Budweiser, after establishing their brand, their American iconic brand of beer with a great song like that and a great that you can sing, why would they suddenly change the name of their beer? Well, that's what they've decided to do. Get ready for the new beer. It's just for this year only. Instead of that iconic Budweiser brand, you've got... America the beer. Really?
Yeah.
America? Would you like a tall, frosty glass of an America?
Ice cold America.
Hey, toss me a can of that America. Or even worse, you know, I'm watching my waist. Could I have a little America light? that ain't happening. And also, if you're going to name a beer America, would you really want to pick Budweiser as the beer that you name our country after? Or no, our country is named after?
Doesn't America deserve a better beer to be named after?
If you think this is a good idea, please make the case, because I think this is a terrible thing. 888-630-9625. Do you equate America with Budweiser? I mean, no offense to Budweiser. I know there's a lot of people who like Budweiser, a lot of people who work for that company, which, by the way, is owned by a conglomerate between Belgium and Brazil. Mm. It's not even an American company anymore, but, you know, I guess we're all globalists now. I just have a problem with, first of all, beer is a German beverage. So that I have a problem with right there. Don't you agree? Should we be really naming a German beverage America? 888-630-9625. I'd like to get your response on that one. And also, if we picked a beer to be called America, would you pick Budweiser or would you maybe pick another one? What suggestions do you have? 888-630-WML. For instance, with the influx of... illegal aliens into our country. The fact that we don't have a border anymore, it seems like Corona should be named America, yeah. Right? Or maybe Dos Equis or Dos Countries or something like that. I just don't get it. I mean, our country is not a beer. If we were going to come up with a beverage that we would name America, you know, maybe, what's an all-American beverage? Kool-Aid? You certainly got to drink plenty of it to go along with this administration. I just don't think this is a great thing. And I think Budweiser's killing their brand. Why would they suddenly change the name? This smacks of New Coke to me. But I could be wrong. I think it's a horrible idea.
Well, I mean, I guess it's the idea was. I mean, you imagine that there were a bunch of people sitting around a room, ad executives, and we need to do something to sort of, you know, juice the sales of our beer this year. Oh, there's an election going on. Well, that's a very American thing. Why don't we tap into that and just rename our beer during the election season America? And then there were around the room nods and agreement. And Al said, yeah, you know, that's a great idea. And there is how it was foisted upon the American people that Budweiser would then be called America. And you know what? It's a bad idea. I don't think it helps them at all, and I think a lot of people are just laughing at it. And I mean, I there's nothing more. I mean, we should not demean what we are as a country by allowing a beer company to usurp our name. We are the United States of America. We are not the United States of Budweiser.
Well, now, hold on a minute. Now, there I'll draw the line for you, because I think the use of America in branding purposes could actually be brilliant, and you would embrace it, sir. So, it's not, what do you mean, don't allow? We should, in other words, would you purchase America bacon? You betcha you would. Don't even hesitate. If there was a great, you know, offering of America thick cut, crispy, juicy, delicious America bacon.
I mean,
you'd go right on board with
that. It smacks to me of the same thing I see sometimes when you see people wrap themselves in the flag. I don't like to see that. I just don't like to see that.
Well, Mr. Wilson, we have our regular offerings on the menu tonight, but we also have Chef Special. It is a 48-ounce porterhouse steak that the chef refers to as the America cut. Yeah. Would you like the America cut tonight, Mr. Wilson, medium rare?
You might have me there.
Gary in La Plata, you're on WMAO. Gary, there's nothing wrong with branding America, just not on something like Budweiser, right, Gary?
Absolutely. You know, first off, Larry, let me correct you. Beer originated in Egypt several thousand years ago.
Wow, there
Thank you
go.
For that.
Thanks.
Okay, no problem. I've been homebrewing for years. I make beer that is far better than Budweiser. This is just clearly Budweiser feeling the pressure from a lot of the micros that have been originating in the country that have been popping up and just bringing great flavors to the table. You know, Budweiser's wheat sauce, and they're trying to figure out some way to make it more appealing. Now, America, what a great name, but... Gary, not for Budweiser.
You are absolutely right, sir, and thank you. Clearly you know the beer game here, and you've got all the details. In fact, I'm looking at a story in the Wall Street Journal from 2 years ago. Budweiser crowded out by craft beer craze. Faded beer brand unhitches Clydesdales in favor of fresher pitches to young people. So 2 years ago, let's get rid of those Clydesdales. Those aren't working anymore. We got to be fresh, young, and appeal to the hipsters. And now they're calling their beer America. You know, the next thing you know, they're just going to say, they're going to do a brand new can. It's going to say, I'm with her. And they're just going to go after the Hillary crowd. And they might as well, because she appeals to older people.
Yeah.
The only people I know who drink Bud.
It is 6:43 on WMAL.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, saluting all who serve and all who serve to protect our freedom.
Hey, are you excited about retirement? I mean, are you looking forward to it? You say, man, I can't wait till I retire. I am just going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to be what I want to be, and nobody's going to tell me what to do. And then you think about whether or not you can actually afford to retire. Yeah, well, listen, my friend Larry Spoth over at Retirement Protection Solutions can help you out. Find out if you can afford to retire by visiting Larry's website, testyourinvestment.com. It can tell you whether or not your retirement strategy is working, and if it's not, guess what? Larry will help you customize a strategy that does work by generating income during your retirement. Call 800-611-1952 to find out more. That's 800-611-1952. Or put your current strategy to the test by visiting testyourinvestment.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When a Snell stand-up guy comes into your home, they'll never, ever be wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt. Hi, it's Dave Snell. I put a lot of stock in my guys looking tip-top. Sometimes in life, casual is fine, but when you invite a service company into your home, the last thing anybody wants to see is a sloppy repairman in a beat-up truck. And don't even get me started about plumber's cleavage. When you call Snell, first and foremost, you can expect a sharp-dressed guy who shows up in a clean truck. And we always wear slips over our shoes. So we'll never ever track mud or gunk or goop or phlegm into your home and onto your carpet. I mean, who wants that? I believe to the very core of my being that all the little things in business add up to your business. And in my business, I think all the little things matter. In fact, I know they do. Professional, polite, and punctual. The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It is 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway. You know what makes me nervous when cars have to pull off the road if they have a car problem? Makes me more nervous when I see commuters changing their tires. And that's what we have right now. A couple cars on the shoulder here on the outer loop of the Beltway before you get to 214 Central Avenue. Some sort of debris reported along the roadway. Crews are on their way to check it out. So be very cautious if you're heading outer loop north of Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue toward 214 Central Avenue because we have those commuters changing their tires. On inbound 4 Pennsylvania Avenue, Woodyard to Dower House Road, unusually heavy, but crews say they're not working any problems. Out of Camp Springs on 5 Branch Avenue, heavy to join the Beltway. Inner loop to the Wilson Bridge, we're back near St. Barnabas Road. All right, stalled car, DC 295, not what we want, but we're jammed because of it. DC 295 south of Benning Road, where is that tow truck? Blocks the right lane. Delays off of 50 back before you even get to 202. We're almost back at 410 and out of Riverdale on the BW Parkway. George Washington Parkway runs incident-free. Virginia Beltway, Annandale stop and go leaving Springfield. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, the gray sky returning once again as we go through the morning commute. A few showers around. Go through the day. Cloudy. Maybe a couple of showers until about midday. A thunderstorm possible. Not likely. 70. Tonight, a passing shower, 58. On Thursday, mainly overcast and up to 75 with no mention of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. It is now 6:48. Traffic and weather brought to you by V&F Coffee and Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at vfop.com for more details.
All right, so James Rosen is a guy who asks a good question now and then over at the Fox News Channel. And back when the Iran deal was being foisted upon the nation and upon Congress, he was asking some questions about whether or not the State Department was manipulating the media and questions about whether or not the truth was being told. And there was this question that he asked. Now, here is a 19-second snippet of the question that James asked back in that time period.
Is it the policy of the State Department where the preservation of the secrecy of secret negotiations is concerned to lie in order to achieve that goal?
James, I think there are times where diplomacy needs privacy in order to progress. This is a good example of that.
Well, that's exactly what happened back and during that time period when James was asking the question. And quite a shocking answer, actually, from Jen Psaki, who was the spokesperson at the time. So there have been stories lately about Ben Rhodes, national security advisor to the president, and whether or not they were manipulating the media. And James went back to report more about this story, and he wanted to call up that soundbite from the State Department archives, which are all on the Internet, and bring forward that little clip of sound to illustrate the point that indeed they admitted at the time that they were manipulating the media. There was just one problem. When James went to look for the soundbite, it was gone. 8 minutes of the tape had been removed from the State Department website. There was an 8-minute gap in the tape. And when they asked the State Department, what happened to our question? What happened to our 8-minute discussion? The answer was, video glitch.
Yeah, Rosemary Woods apparently is responsible for
maintaining
the video from the State Department.
That is an out-and-out, bald-faced lie by the State Department. Because when you look at it, what you see is what is known in the industry when you talk about video editing as a flash frame edit, a white flash edit. It's about a 6-frame device that is used by professional editors to sort of soften the jarring impact of what is known as a jump cut. When you don't have a cutaway, sometimes you use the white flash edit. It also points out that most people use it to point out there has been an edit there so that you're being honest with the audience. You know, we edited this tape, so we put this very obvious white flash in there to show you that we edited it. It's a very well-known professional editing technique. It is not a glitch. This was done purposely, and they've lied about it.
It's 6:51 on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Patty from Ontario.
We're always camping, we're boating, we're active, we swim. I mean, Zim's literally changed our life, and it helps keep us going, keep us active.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Just try it. We found a gem. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It works really well for me.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
6:53, time to check, see how your money's doing. And Chuck Kamlick is standing by in the news desk at CNBC. Hello, Chuck. Well, apparently we don't have Chuck, so we'll move along. It is now 6:53 on WMAL.
Jonathan Papelbon.
Got him looking on a fastball.
Averages 10 strikeouts per 9 innings pitched.
Got it.
Frame the game. Nationals, Tigers. The series concludes tonight at 6:30 on Messin. Gio Gonzalez.
Got him. Change up, down and away.
Makes the Marlins mad.
And he's all locked up.
Hit for the social site. Nationals, Marlins. The series starts Friday night at 6:30 on Messin 2.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable. And it is true. It's with many people. I'm not the only one. I'm not alone. I know that you can hear me right now and you can relate. I had a big fear of going to the dentist. I hate going to the dentist. I would find excuses not to go to the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They're the best. They're amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear, and honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate, non-judgmental, and if you're looking for that last little push to sort of get you over the edge and say, okay, I'm picking up the phone, I'm going to Bethesda Sedation, listen to this. Since May is National Military Appreciation Month, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is going to donate $100 to the Fisher House Foundation for every new patient visit. So listen, if you can't overcome that thing that's blocking you from going to the dentist, if you can't do it for yourself, how about this? Do it for the good folks at Fisher House. That's a good reason, isn't it? Call them. Call Rocky, in fact. She'll pick up the phone. She'll help you out. She's at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry right now. The number is 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 through Urbana and Hyattstown slowing, and now a little bit of volume heading in through Germantown. No problems top side of the Beltway, just the normal stop and go. Jammed is the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50, both inside the Beltway to merge onto DC 295 to get up toward Benning where they had the stalled car in the right lane. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue prior to the Beltway between Woodyard and Dower House below speed. Caution on the Beltway, initially reported as debris. Now crews are saying looks like a large pothole causing these flat tires. On the outer loop northbound before you get to 214 Central Avenue. So again, caution in that area. A couple cars on the shoulder changing tires. Virginia, 395 off the Beltway through Landmark and over the 14th Street Bridge now. Seeing some of that stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is. Going to have you showers today, which will be day 14 of rain. Chance of rain 50%, high of around 70 degrees. Tonight, 58. Chance of showers. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, high near 75. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 54 degrees. It is now 6:56.
The National Mall, a destination for democracy in action. Wouldn't it be cool if there was a radio station like that?
Oh, yeah.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
To catch a spy, China had its first ever National Security Education Day last month.
They handed out umbrellas with hotline numbers to call if you encountered a spy in China. They had games for children that schools called Spot the Spy. Nothing like turning in your neighbor to get the Communist Party back on its feet. They put up posters in housing complexes, subway stations, and bus stops. The posters are cartoons to depict foreigners who trick their Chinese girlfriends into giving up state secrets. The posters warn of a host of tricks and covers used by foreigners to fool Chinese citizens into providing those state secrets. Chinese President Xi has announced several initiatives of late. He's focused on anti-corruption. This new national security initiative and an effort to strengthen patriotism and core socialist values, they say. It appears President Xi is trying to tighten control at home, all designed to tighten that grip of the Chinese Communist Party. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Susan from California.
Being an EMT and a triathlete, I wouldn't be able to do it without Zim's Max Freeze.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Every day I'm very grateful to have my Zim's Max Freeze. I love your product. I don't know what I would be doing right now without it, honestly.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Coming up on WMAL.
National Security Analyst KT McFarland will be our guest.
We'll also be joined by Montgomery County Council Member Roger Berliner on a plan to provide bus service for a handful of people. And guess what? It's pretty expensive to do that. Is it a good idea? We'll get him to talk about that coming up. It's 7 o'clock, time for the news.